Suppose a person is wearing funny looking clothes. You might say he really looks
tacky.
Okay. Would there be a different word if you were talking about a woman? Or would you use the same word?
Well, I'd use the same word for both, but I don't know what there might be a different meaning.
Okay. What do you call it when a woman is wearing her best clothes? You'd say, she's really
dressed up.
And if you were talking about a man, you'd say, he's really
I'd say dressed up too.
What word would you use to refer to an old person who's very lively and gets around very well?
Spry.
Okay. You'd say that someone who never wants to do any work and who doesn't have any ambition is
lazy.
What do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
Well, now I believe there's two kinds. A sapsucker and a... there's a difference in a sapsucker and a redhead, but I believe they both...
Now, what's the one that goes peck, 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 peck?
A woodpecker.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So they're all three different?
I don't know, but I talk of them as different.
Okay.
Each one of them might, they might be different. Or it might be that there's two types of pecks, you know.
Uh-huh. Okay. What do you call an insect that just jumps around in the grass?
Not a grasshopper.
Okay. Will you say it again?
Grasshopper.
Thank you. What do you call it when somebody or something just goes out of control? You might say that a car skidded on the ice and it just went...
I'd say out of control.
Okay, that's fine. Would you ever use an expression like every which way or every which way or something like that too?
Yes, uh-huh. I might say that too. It went just every which way.
Okay. What do you call an old dilapidated house that people might say evil spirits lived in?
Oh, I'd say that's a precious old house.
You would. <Yeah. laughs>
Or dilapidated, or it's a spooky.
Okay, that's what we're after. We call it a spooky house. Or, what would people call it to indicate that they thought ghosts lived in there?
Sugar, I don't know. I never have seen one that I thought ghosts lived in. Or it looks ghosty. Is that where it goes?
Okay, well, what I'm trying to find out is if you might call it a ghost house or a haunted house or a handy
house. Haunted house.
And what do people call those things that they think live in the haunted house?
Ghosts.
Okay. What do you call something like a black cat that people say brings bad luck? Do you have a term for things that are said to bring bad luck?
Sure, I haven't.
Okay. What do people call a person who brings bad luck? Do you have any terms for that?
Well, I don't
think so. You might say if every time he comes around something bad happens, people might say he's a hoodoo or a jinx or a Jonah or something like that. Are you familiar with that?
Well, he's a Jonah, I've heard
Jonah.
That. Uh-huh.
What do you call a child whose mother and father are not married?
An illegitimate.
Okay. What do you call a place where a dead person is taken to be prepared for burial?
We say the undertakers, but a morgue, I believe, isn't it?
Okay. What do you call the box or the case that a dead person is put into for burial?
A casket. Is that what... does it have reference to that or to a vault?
To the casket.
Uh-huh.
To the casket,
yeah,
or
uh-huh.
Coffin. Would you ever call it a coffin?
Well, yes, it used to be. We say caskets now, but they say coffins. Used to say coffins.
Okay.
I've heard it.
Do you remember whether your parents used the word coffin or?
I'm sure they used coffin.
Uh-huh. What do you call the place where the dead are buried?
Cemetery. It used to be called graveyard, you know.
Okay.